It is Monday, February the 5th, 2007. Michael Vaughn with Brian Acker of Acker Finley here in Toronto with his regular update. Brian, let's look at some of those S&P earnings. Q4 is coming in. I mean, it's on fire.
It has been on fire, this sort of recession that people see or slowdown.
where is the soft landing?
It's certainly not even coming close to the earnings. This is our 14th consecutive quarter of double-digit gains in the S&P 500, which is a record, believe it or not. So,
14 quarters in a row, 10% profit growth or greater.
Double-digit. It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, we're seeing that. We have lots of value. Our upside to model price and our U.S. value 50 portfolio is like 44%. It's like huge.
When was the last big correction? Because when did we have a down day of 10% or more?
Some people are counting down, but it's something like 980 days. Since we've had a correction.
So what's happened to volatility? What's the explanation?
Well, our explanation is, because we're balance sheet addicts, mm-hmm. as you know, is that these balance sheets are getting so big. All these earnings are going on the balance sheet. Mm-hmm. No CEO wants to invest anymore. Cash is building up at a record rate.
Or they're buying back their stock.
Yeah, they're buying back their stock or upping their dividend, but certainly they don't want to take business risk.
Mm-hmm.
Sarbanes-Oxley is now where we're into governance as opposed to taking any risk. So what we're getting are these huge balance sheets, and I'm what's happening is that, in our work anyway, that drives down hugely the volatility in these things. In other words, there's no market connection between what the fundamentals of the company are and what the stock price is doing. So,
now, what is the volatility index that you watch?
It's called the VIX. It's on the Chicago board. And it's quite important in the sense of if it's high or high, that means that, you know, there's a huge swing in the market, there's huge consternation in the market. When it actually gets quite low, it's kind of a reading, if you will, it's a boring market, there's nothing ever happening. Anyway, when we actually look at the VIX, kind of in the last month, it's actually traded down to a record level.
Low, yeah.
So a record low. So I mean, what you're seeing there is complacency. I guess that's the word. And people are always pointing to that and saying, "See, there's something that's going to blow up because everyone's complacent."
Well, you could look at it that way, or can you say this has taken the risk out of investing? Because you say you're obsessed with the balance sheet, but mm-hmm. you're also obsessed with monitoring risk. Is mm-hmm. it less risky to invest today?
I think so. I mean, when you take, as I said previously, we can have a model price on our S&P. The S&P is 6% above its model price
yep.
versus our portfolio. Add them together, I have a 50% less valuation. Again, picking the same S&P companies, but then the portfolio and their value is 50. So I'm investing in S&P type companies at the 50% valuation, which is, to me, it's an amazing stat. So,
well, let's see what the portfolio looks like after the rebalancing at the end of January. Mm-hmm. You should go into February. I mean, the big position. And unlike the Canadian fund, your big position in the U.S. is energy.
43.1% energy, which is amazing. We've had, again, we've had corrections in the energy sector.
You are 33% overweight in energy in the S&P.
Amazing. But again, what we're seeing there is we had oil prices come off mm-hmm. down to the low $50, but really no diminution in our model price. And the headline number certainly was ExxonMobil
yeah.
earning $40 billion, which obviously Congress went berserk over, especially this global warming debate that we're having. And they're making so much money they can't even hide it. They actually had to report the number. Our second biggest sector is, when you look at it, is actually technology is coming up a bit.
7% overweight. Now, this is a big change.
It is, and what we're seeing is more and more tech names actually coming to our portfolio in terms of valuation. Of course, in our top 10, the big one is EMC. Is back. We had it about probably about a year ago or 7 months ago in our portfolio, but EMC is back, so it's kind of interesting.
Well, let's switch you over to the Canada Focus Fund, because there you're overweight in a serious way with one of the sub-indices, but it's not energy, it's materials, 54%.
It is amazing.
Overweight.
I mean, we were 50%.
Tech, Alcan, Inmet, IM Gold, what a list.
I know, it's the
Hudson Bay.
We were almost 50% materials last month, and I said, geez, I don't think I can get any more overweight, and by George, here we are at 55% weight in materials. So, yeah, it's certainly a big weight, but if you were to see the model prices, and you're actually seeing these companies, certainly the way we look at them, wow, it's these companies have a lot of value, and I think they can go a long ways up. One of the things I had to say is back in Hud Bay, this is something I talked to about Jim, is when you look at their earnings that they're going to earn over the year, put them on the balance sheet, take a look at the same valuation here as next year, and you almost have a double. You have more than a double on the stock, the way the math works out on a lot of these companies.
Well, interesting story. Brian, I'll be in to see you the third week in February, and we'll see where we stand then. Thanks for your time.
And good luck to your car show.
Thanks. February 14th. The Canadian Automotive
Summit. Looking forward to it, Michael.
Great. Bye.